Today on Annenberg Radio News,
this is actually the happiest place on earth.
An art center for kids on Skid Row gets a long-awaited addition. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, October 2nd. I'm Lata Pandya. People are gathering at this hour in front of the Los Angeles Airport Hilton to call for the hotel to pay its employees a living wage and allow unionization. State Senator Mark Ridley Thomas and representative of the Los Angeles Federation of Labor are expected to attend a rally that begins in a short while. Reverend William Smart is a member of the Coalition for a New Century, which advocates for improvements to the Century Boulevard corridor.
This hotel will not, does not believe in letting the hotel workers organize the way they want to organize, and it's not respecting their rights.
But the hotel owners say their workers are treated well. Ruben Gonzalez, a spokesman for the Airport Hilton, says the hotel's employees can vote to unionize in a secret ballot. Gonzalez says the local hotel workers' union, Unite Here, Local 11, refuses to recognize such a vote. He says they are pressuring employees to unionize. Reporter Peter Griffin joins us live by phone now from the site of the protest outside of the LAX Hilton. Peter, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Great. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what's going on over there?
Well, right now I'm in front of the LAX Hilton on Century Boulevard. Police are beginning to close off the streets, but at 4:30 there will be picketing by organized by the Coalition for a New Century on behalf of the workers here at the LAX Hilton, seeking to promote better conditions for the workers. So that's starting at 4:30. And an interesting event they have is at 5:30, when the streets will be closed off already, they're going to set up tables on Century Boulevard, and they're going to hold a formal banquet with dress attire to honor those individuals that are supporting the cause here today.
Pete, thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Residents of inner cities in Los Angeles will have more parks, thanks to a state bill signed by the governor this week. It will allocate $400 million to fund parks in underserved communities. Governor Schwarzenegger was at the Rio de Los Angeles State Park today to tout the new funding.
Many of our communities were built up very quickly over this few decades, and very fast the state developed that parks and open spaces were neglected at the same time, especially in urban and in low-income areas. I think we can do much better than that.
The bill was sponsored by Assistant Majority Leader Kevin DeLon of Los Angeles. Even though the governor signed the parks bill, there are hundreds he did not pass, and Democratic legislators are mad. Beth Pavlovic got their reaction.
Democratic leaders say the governor has vetoed a record number of bills, 415 to be exact.
It's not a record to be proud of.
That's Assembly Speaker Karen Bass. She and other Democratic legislators were in downtown L.A. today to complain about the vetoes. She says the governor vetoed 136 bills without even reading them. Many of the bills had support from both Democrats and Republicans. But because of the historic budget delay, the governor's office said he just didn't have time.
They said, oh, he only had 10 days, rather than a regular 30.
Assemblyman Ted Lieu.
10 days is still a lot.
Lieu says the governor vetoed bills that could have helped out immediately, like his own bill that dealt with the mortgage lending crisis. But the governor did pass bills to help fight global warming, conserve water, and a bill that will make some restaurants post nutritional information. The legislators say they plan to reintroduce some of the bills that were vetoed. The next legislative session starts December 1st. Beth Palkovic, Annenberg Radio News.
100 advocates and opponents of gay marriage battled it out at a hearing on Proposition 8 today in downtown Los Angeles. Prop 8 on next month's ballot would ban same-sex marriage in California. Because it's a proposed constitutional amendment, the state legislature is required to hold a hearing on the initiative. Sky Johnson from the No on 8 campaign says Prop 8 would introduce discrimination into California's constitution.
Spain is against Proposition 8 because we do not believe it is fair or just for the Constitution of the state of California to be used to eliminate the rights of any Californians.
Opponents of gay marriage claim today that the same-sex marriages would violate the, quote, child-centered institution of marriage. The housing crisis is causing an increase in the number of homeless pets, which is contributing to the overcrowding in shelters. But as Connie Quoak reports, a new ordinance that is now in effect in Los Angeles may help the growing pet population.
The economic recession is not only affecting homeowners, but also our furry friends. People who have lost their homes because of foreclosure may have abandoned pets if they can't afford to take care of them, or if they move into apartments that don't allow animals. Richard Alicon is a city council member.
Think about the way you are treating your animal. And is it that different than the way that the banks treated you? They've abandoned you. Don't turn around and abandon your animals.
Alarcon sponsored an ordinance that went into effect yesterday that requires all dogs and cats in the city to be spayed or neutered when they reach 4 months. He expects a law to reduce the number of pets abandoned and euthanized each year. TV personality Bob Barker, a longtime animal rights activist, says he hopes the law will reach other major cities.
The spay-neuter movement is sweeping the country. I compare it to a tsunami. And Los Angeles is in the vanguard. Los Angeles is in a leadership role.
Animal Services reports that euthanasia rates have increased 37% so far this year. And there has been a 21% increase of animals taken in due to foreclosure. Tomika Johnson at the South LA Animal Shelter says the shelter can't hold any more pets.
We're really, really overcrowded, cats and dogs, every day. We're getting in puppies, we're getting in kittens, we're getting in pregnant moms, we're getting whole families turned in.
Discounted services are available for low-income pet owners who can't afford to comply with the new law. Connie Kuo, Annenberg Radio News.
Today might be the last day of summer-like temperatures, with tonight's lows in the mid-60s. There will be a weekend cool down with temps in the low 70s and a chance of showers on Saturday. Later on Annenberg Radio News, hundreds of children marched down Kohler Street in Skid Row this morning. They were there to celebrate the completion of a 14-year-old expansion of Inner City Arts, a nonprofit arts organization. Leslie Strauss has the story.
The debate about how to punish drug offenders isn't new. Thomas Reyes has been in and out of jail on drug charges for the last 6 years.
Imagination is our runway. Watch as we take flight. We can be whatever we want.
Over 300 children marched to the beat of the drums down the streets of Skid Row today to celebrate the completion of their creative oasis.
We are ready to create.
After the ribbon-cutting ceremony, children rushed into campus to see the new and improved facilities. Large white buildings, art galleries, and over 30 trees and foliage transformed the desolate Skid Row area into a completely different world. Since its founding in 1989, Inner City Arts has been a lifeline for many of these inner city kids. Now, with the expansion, the Arts Center is able to work with 55 schools in the LA public school system, providing students with the opportunity to experience the arts free of charge. For a couple hours each week, local kids get to come into the Inner City Arts during the school day to dance, play music, make ceramics, and paint, activities that might otherwise be missing from their lives. Jenny Luna is a 10-year-old fifth grader from Para Los Niños Charter School. She's been going to the Inner City Arts for 5 years, and like all the other children, she is excited about the expansion.
that we're very happy to have a bigger place, and it means a lot for us because there's a bigger room to read and to learn new things.
The fact is, more than 75% of the students from the Skid Row area do not graduate high school. President and CEO Cynthia Harnish says inner city arts gives the kids a reason to go to school.
Now, when you look at our free animation program over 20 years, 96% of those children go on to higher education. The arts, and we work very much as a learning laboratory, are intense, powerful, and successful for academic achievement and really the flowering of human potential.
Mayor Antonio Villagrosa says the whole city benefits.
Just as today we march to the beat of the drum, we can march together to make a better city.
One of the biggest donors was Everybody Loves Raymond creator Philip Rosenthal and his wife, actress Monica Rosenthal.
For Southern California, this is a big deal. This is actually the happiest place on earth.
Watch out, Disneyland. You may have competition. This is Leslie Strauss, Annenberg Radio News.
A meeting in downtown Los Angeles today picked up the controversial subject of putting nonviolent drug offenders into rehab instead of prison. Caitlin Fennaro has the story.
The debate about how to punish drug offenders isn't new. Thomas Reyes has been in and out of jail on drug charges for the last 6 years.
Because when I was locked up in jail, almost everybody had some type of addiction, whether it be marijuana, heroin, cocaine.
He's been addicted to meth and opiates, but instead of going back to jail after his last arrest, he asked to be sent to a drug treatment program. He's now attending People in Progress, a program that helps addicts recover.
And I know if there was some type of help that we could offer as an alternative besides going to prison and jail, I think it'd be a lot better for today.
Proposition 5 on California's state ballot would increase funding for drug treatment and rehab programs for nonviolent drug offenders and parolees, and that will probably mean less jail time. Margaret Dooley Samuli with the Drug Policy Alliance Network says the measure would save taxpayers $2.5 billion by reducing the cost of incarceration and also reducing the number of people that are returning to jail.
Prop 5 is going to change the system from how we intervene with young people so that we direct them towards drug treatment and rehabilitation in a positive future as opposed to the road to lifelong incarceration.
But Peter Radovich with the Los Angeles Police Protective League said in today's meeting that the measure would create loopholes for offenders to get away with lesser punishment for their crimes.
The initiative is deceptive. It contains a loophole allowing defendants accused of crimes to effectively escape prosecution.
The decision will end up in the hands of California voters in November. Caitlin Fennaro, Annenberg Radio News.
Proposition 5 is only one of several ballot initiatives targeting violence in Los Angeles communities. I spoke to UCLA public policy professor Laura Abrams about the effect these measures have on making communities safer. The propositions that target violence, what do you think they try to accomplish?
On the one hand, you have Prop 5, which is trying to promote rehabilitation and shorter sentences for nonviolent offenders. And on the other hand, you have Prop 6. One of the clauses is that it deems any youth 14 or older convicted of a gang-related felony as unfit for trial in juvenile court and prosecutes these youth as adults. This is thrown into this overall package, and I think it's important for us to look at that piece and to say, is that really going to help communities heal from violence to prosecute 14-year-olds as adults? And my answer would be no.
Why are these propositions coming up right now? Because there has been a lot done for violence. And, you know, where are we in Los Angeles with the violence problem?
That's a good question. Violence is not new to Los Angeles. And there are and have been many attempts to solve the problem of youth and gang violence all the way from prevention programs in elementary school to longer, you know, stricter sentencing in adolescents. Crime rates for youth are down from where they were 5 years ago, but there's still a lot of problems with violence, violence in schools, violence on the streets, and many youth are affected both in regard to being victims and perpetrators of violence. There's been inroads, but the root causes of the problems, poverty, resource-deprived communities, haven't been solved.
So are these propositions a measure, do you think, in trying to get them solved? Or is there another way? I mean,
Well, the propositions are trying to do, what they're trying to do is deal with the aftermath of violence and crime, which is, on the one hand, Prop 5 is trying to say, let's not lock people up who have drug problems. Let's divert them to addiction treatment. Let's provide more prevention services for young people and adults, and let's try to treat the drug problem rather than expensive incarceration.
Is incarceration the wrong answer to a drug problem?
I think it depends on the case. This is why it's hard to pass propositions with these kind of sentencing guidelines. People who have addiction problems that go untreated in jail generally come out and go right back to using drugs. So does it help them to be incarcerated when they have addiction problems? No. It doesn't address their addiction. On the other hand, some people's addiction problems are intertwined with violent crime, and this proposition, Nora, is trying to divert people who it's focusing on nonviolent drug offenders, not violent drug offenders. And I think you have to be aware that there's a difference, because for some people who, say, commit violent crimes while on drugs, they would still be incarcerated. They would not be diverted if they committed a violent crime.
Professor Abrams, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Tonight's vice presidential debate is expected to be one of the most watched in history. Reporter Kevin Patra was out in South Los Angeles to see if residents will be tuned in.
I may watch the debate tonight. And what I will be looking for between the two candidates, where are they really, really going to make some changes?
No, it's all crap. They're going to say what they want us to hear anyway. And then, you know, they're going to say what they think we want to hear, and then they're going to do what they want to do when they get in office. So,
I am. Well, see for entertainment and see, you know, what people have to say. I mean, I'm really not interested in what John McCain has to say.
Yes.
What are you looking for as you're watching?
A lot of good humorous comments from Sarah Palin.
I am. I'm looking to really see if they're proving, if the presidential candidates really chose the right people for the job, and if that will really make a difference in terms of who people decide.
That was Kevin Patra for ATV or Annenberg Radio News. And now for ATVN News, we check in with Matt Schrader to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Hey, Lotta. Well, coming up tonight on Annenberg TV News, what does image mean to the 2008 presidential race? Well, how about the vice presidential candidates? We'll take a look at image and how Senator Joe Biden and Governor Sarah Palin fit that picture. Plus, disposing of prescription drugs may be more dangerous than you think. We'll tell you how the state is promoting No Drugs Down the Drain Week. And lastly, one positive of gas prices are clearer roads, but traffic in Southern California is still an issue. How the state plans to make toll roads the solution. Those stories and many more tonight at 6 on Annenberg TV News. Lotta?
Matt, thanks so much. So that's it for this Thursday. We had help today from Julianne Spencer, Deidre Crawford, Kim Daniels, Claudia Melendez, Matthew Richmond, and Richie Deshawn. Caitlin Fornaro is our producer for all of us here at Annenberg Radio News. I'm Lotta Pena.